It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
In the afternoon, USDA released their weekly crop progress crop condition ratings report. This report gives us an idea of just what the previous week's weather's influence was on our crops and just where crop development stages are sitting for this year's crop growing season. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about the report.
2024 has been a year of extremes. Spring started off cool and wet. Fall so far has been hot and dry, which has put most of the region in some stage of drought. Cattleman, is your operation prepared if the drought situation lingers in 2025? Pasture Rangeland Forage Insurance, offered by RMA, is designed to help take the sting out of a drought situation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag to help design a strategy that helps protect you against potential drought. With access to over 20 years of data, we can tailor a policy that fits your operation.
USDA's crop progress report continues to show a very fast and rapid harvest progress as we continue to see combines rolling in corn and soybeans with little interruption because of rain or any other weather impact. Right now, we're looking at 98% of the nation's corn is mature. That's versus 95% for the five-year average. Corn harvest is sitting at 65% complete versus 47% last week. And 52 for the five-year average, that was 2% above expectations. Soybean harvest is at 81% complete. That's up 14% from the previous week, and it's also 14% ahead of its five-year average pace. It is was as expected by the trade. As far as sorghum harvest, 64% of the nation's sorghum is now in the bin. That's up 11% from last week, and it's 3% ahead of its five-year average pace. For sunflowers, harvest is at 30%. That's up 16% from last week and 3% ahead of its five-year average pace. As far as winter wheat plantings, that's where things get a little bit slower. 73% of the nation's winter wheat has now been planted. That's up only 9% from last week, but it's 3% behind the five-year average pace, and it was 4% behind what was expected by the trade. It shows the dry conditions have slowed down planting down in the southern plains. Emergence is at 46% complete. That's versus 50 for the five-year average. And pasture rangeland conditions improved 1% to 23% good to excellent. Still 48% poor to very poor. And for topsoil moisture conditions, it dropped 6% to 32% surplus to adequate. Subsoil moisture dropped 7% to 36% surplus to adequate. And the only state reporting crop condition ratings right now is North Dakota for sunflowers. They're at 65% good to excellent. Overall, this report continues to show very fast harvest progress, but it's also showing that we're getting very close to the end of the 24 growing season.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.